Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And that's why Paul said, "Behold, I show you a mystery. Now I'm going to show you something you've not heard before about resurrection when this takes place. I show you a mystery that we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling." That had never been mentioned before, ever, in Scripture. That's why it's a mystery. In a moment. Remember that word moment is atomos. I mentioned last week that they say that's when they split in Adam. It was a moment of time. It was 1/1,000,000th of a second. I can't fathom that. Faster than you could blink your eye. The dead in Christ will rise first. We read that. They'll rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. In other words, you're not going to see. I talk about it when we're at cemeteries and we read this passage of Scripture. Sometimes I'll say, wouldn't it be wonderful if the Lord was to come now and the people would rise from the dead, you know, and we be caught up to that. Thinking, well, we get to see this. Well, it's going to happen so quick, we won't even be able to see it. It's that quick. The moment in the twinkling of an eye. For the trump shall sound, and we talked about the trump of God. We read that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. This is not the trumpet of the angels that are in the book of the Revelation, chapter 11, 12, in that area, that it is speaking of. And a lot of people who, and I remember I hit on this last week, and I don't want to be redundant, but I believe that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. And a lot of people who believe he's going to come in the tribulation period, they use this last trump and they put it with the seventh trumpet in the book of Revelation. Well, that's the last trump. So that's when the Lord's coming for us. So we're going to be caught up toward the end of the tribulation period. That's not what this trumpet is talking about. It's the trump of God, not the trump of angels. We saw it anyway. Y'all remember that? We talked about that. If you want to believe that Jesus is going to come after the tribulation period, and we're caught up together, I'm going to look over to you, and I'm going to say, "I told you so." On the other hand, if we're here and you see the Antichrist sign an agreement with Israel, and if you start seeing these seals open and the angels and all these things and the demons being lit, if you see all that take place, you call me and you say, "I told you so." I said that in jest, but I believe the imminent return of Jesus Christ, okay? For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we, there it is again, we shall be changed. Verse 53. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. I emphasized that word last week, must. It's a strong word. Because our sinful bodies cannot inhabit the kingdom of God. So because of that, our sinful bodies, they must be changed in that moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Just so you get the picture, the dead in Christ, I won't read 1 Thessalonians again. Talk about what God bring with them. There, to be absent from the body is to be present where? Okay. So when Jesus comes with his saints, they're the dead. He comes in what we call the rapture, or what many people would call the translation. This is what's taking place here that we're reading about in 1 Corinthians 15. That those who come, and I don't know in what bodily form they come in, I've not seen them. Those who are with Christ right now, obviously not in a physical body because their body's in the ground. But they're going to be raised. I read something here just this past week, I read some interesting stuff. Again, about what, and it was a preacher, what if you're cremated? He put a whole long, like, what do you call that? Like a thesis, I don't know. It was a lot of words. And I could answer that, because I'm a simple-minded fella. Amen. I knew that was coming. I don't have all those highfalutin, but in simple layman's term, if somebody's cremated, or even if they were thrown out in the sea, you know, and they just scattered and the sharks eat them or whatever. And this is, I can't, but you, I'm simple-minded. And the sharks, should I say this? Dispose of them, poop them out. I don't know. Or y'all got, you get, the, and they're scattered in the ocean. Do you think that's a problem for God? You could be cremated. That's why I don't have a problem. This is me. We're, more and more people are being cremated only because of the finances. I'm not opposed to it only because I myself, I'm not going to be cremated. I'm going to be thrown back here at Lake Deer. My wife's going to throw me in the lake and let the gators eat me. So save a lot of money. But anyway, you get the picture. Okay. I don't criticize anybody. Now, there's a lot of preachers who criticize. I just read an article about because it's a pagan thing and yada, 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 burning bodies and all. You can, this ain't a commercial, but these guys could tell you, you can get a cremation now, $700-$800. If you want cheaper than that, I got a 55-gallon burn barrel. Can I be thrown in jail for what I just said?
That's right.
I did. I shouldn't have said that. But what my point is, God knows everything about you. And you could be scattered to the four corners of the earth. That's no problem with God. When he comes, he's going to gather it all up. Is anything too hard for my God? No. He'll put it together, and you're going to get a new body. So again, I'm not on the thing about, this lesson ain't on cremation, but it is on resurrection. So we're going to do a memorial. Lee just asked me again about 1st of January. Somebody passed away, and he said, anyway, do a memorial service. Would you? Absolutely. People being cremated, you know how that works. And months later, we do a memorial service because of different things. Most of you know what I'm talking about. God knows where every one of them are. Let me repeat. What if they're an unbeliever? You reckon that's a problem with God? In Revelation chapter number 20, when it says that death and hell gave up the dead and the sea, remember the sea? The Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific, are those who died at sea and they're unbelievers. You reckon anything's too hard for God? Don't you think those unbelievers can get a resurrected body? Absolutely. They're going to stand before Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment in a resurrected body. Then they will be cast into a lake of fire, which is the second death. And they'll be forever in eternity in the regions of the doomed and the damned. Let me throw this one to you, and I got to move on. I want to finish this chapter. Do you know there's something worse than going to hell? We hear it all the time. Hell is not forever. Hell is just a temporary place, like a jail cell. They go to Bartow. I know somebody had to go to Bartow. Just somebody came by 2 weeks ago. The son was put in the Bartow jail, waiting the time to be transferred to prison. The same thing, hell is like a temporary abode, a holding cell, if you will, until the great white throne judgment. And so hell and death, it would give up the dead, those that are in hell, which I believe is in the center of the earth, that's a whole other story. They're going to stand before Jesus at the great white throne judgment. The books were open, remember that? I believe the books was the Bible. Then that book, and if their name was not found written in the book of life, they were cast into where? It's like a fire. So we got two different places. A lot of people kind of make them, what's the word, Doug? Synonymous. That's another big word. Okay, synonymous. They are different. Hell is just temporary. But the lake of fire is forever. I love to hear preachers say, you're going to burn in hell forever, bless God. Well, I know what you're saying, but not really. You're going to burn in the lake of fire forever. Is there a difference? There is a difference. Where the worm dieth. Now, we can go on and on and on about that. But that's maybe after a study of angelology, we could look at the study of... Well, let's move on. Again, verse 53. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal, there it is again, must put on immortality. Now, 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality. I love those words, must and shall. There's no question about this in Paul's mind. And that's why, again, it's a mystery to these believers. We have the completed word of God. So you have to have in your mind, they did not. They had bits and pieces.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.